Right. A bit of a change of pace. I'm about to talk to you about one of my favourite things in the world. Cookies. And I've got a box of them right in front of me. But they are different to the average cookie. Imagine a world where you could eat something as tasty as a choc chip cookie and lose weight. Well, guess what? I've got a doctor with me in the studio at the moment. His name is Dr. Sanford Siegel. He's a renowned American physician. And his famous cookie diet has shed over 20 million kilos in America. I've been popular among people like Joan Rivers, Kim Kardashian, and he's now here in Australia with a bit of an offer for Sydney Live listeners this afternoon. First of all, I want to say good day to the doctor. Doctor, welcome.
Hello, Ben.
You're all the way from Miami, Florida.
Yes, all the way from Miami in the good old USA.
Did you realize that Australia was this wet and dark all the time?
I didn't realize it until today.
They tell you on all of the advertising campaigns over there that Australia's always sunny, don't they?
Well, that's what I was expecting.
It usually is, Doctor, I can tell you. Now, I've got this box in front of me, and Dane Hudson, who's a producer on Sydney Live, who is really into fitness and body building and all this type of thing, he told me about this, said, look, these things have taken America by storm, and Dr. Siegel is in Australia, so I want you to explain. How do they work?
Well, they work very well. What I started in my medical practice almost 50 years ago, but in the last 30-some years, I've been working on this cookie, which is a hunger-suppressing product. Mm. And I was writing a book on the subject of foods that are hunger suppressing way back then, and I decided to engineer a food that was hunger suppressing, and a cookie turned out to be the perfect vehicle for that food.
How can a cookie possibly suppress hunger apart from filling a gap?
Well, no, that is not what it does. It has a appetite suppressing a mixture of proteins in it that absolutely controls hunger. And it really solved the problem that I had in my medical practice, because the major culprit in weight loss is hunger. When people are hungry, they'll kill for food.
Yeah, I mean, we really go into all sorts of detail to try and work out cracking the mystery of obesity in Australia, and obviously you've had an even bigger problem in the United States, but as it's been pointed out by many people, it's people just putting too much stuff in their mouth.
Well, obviously that is the cause, but the solution is to put small amounts of food in your mouth. The difficulty with doing that is hunger.
Okay.
When hunger strikes, hunger wrecks diets.
All right, explain how the cookies work, because I've got a box of them in front of me. Now, I did have a nibble on one as you walked in. And I don't know whether you could tell on my face, but I was a little bit worried about it, because I thought, if this is a healthy cookie, it's not going to taste any good. They taste good.
Oh, yes. No, the flavor of the cookie is very good. Mm-hmm. It comes in three flavors. Now, if you were a overweight person, which apparently you are not, but if you were...
Apparently. You're right.
We would have you eating 9 cookies a day, and you would eat them approximately every 2 hours. The whole idea is not to get hungry at all during the day, because you are going to have a meal, but that one meal is the dinner meal.
Let's start with breakfast. So you wake up in the morning, do you eat breakfast?
There is no breakfast, there is no lunch, there are hunger times.
So you wake up and you eat a cookie.
Yes, or one or two, depending on how hungry you are.
And what, you drink water? Or?
Oh, yes. You can have beverages. You can have coffee or tea.
Okay, so you eat these cookies, and you say you have what? Every couple of hours, you have a couple
about
of cookies.
About every 2 hours, you have one or two cookies. Different hunger patterns, but whatever you need, you use it to assuage hunger.
And it's enough to satisfy that hunger?
Yes, because it has my secret formula in there that I developed 37 years ago. And I might add that I mix that formula with these own two hands.
What's the secret formula?
Ah, well, if it weren't a secret, I would tell you.
So is this like Colonel Sanders and his secret herbs and spices?
Well, sort of, but it doesn't taste like that.
So you eat dinner. So how easy is it for people to get all the way through the day until they get to dinner?
Well, I have treated 500,000 patients in my career, and apparently it's easy enough. Now, is it real easy? No. But is it doable? Absolutely.
Okay, I've got a call already coming in from Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to Dr. Sanford Siegel. He's from Miami, Florida, and he is an American physician, renowned, and has helped many, many Americans lose millions of kilos. G'day, Joe.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, have you heard of something like this before, Joe, eating cookies and losing weight?
No, and I've tried many different things, and some things work slightly and some things don't work at all.
What's the craziest thing you've tried, Joe?
I've tried the no carbs. Oh, no, the lemon diet. That's got to be the craziest thing, that everything I ate had to have lemon on it.
Okay. Well, I reckon we should get you some of these cookies. Will you try them for us, Joe?
I'd love to try them.
All right. So anyone can do it. Is that right, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. It's for everyone.
Okay, so a box like this one in front of me, and it's kind of the size of a clock radio, maybe a large clock radio, but how many are inside this?
Well, there's 7 packages of 9 cookies, and that's a week's supply.
That's 1 week?
Yes.
And what does a box like that cost you?
You know, I don't understand your money system here in Australia, so I don't really know the cost here.
Okay, we'll find that out. How sure are you that this works? I mean, I know it works for some people. Let me flip it for a moment.
Yeah.
How many people have said to you, what percentage of people who've tried them have said, Doctor, I love your effort, but it just hasn't worked for me?
There is no such thing that it doesn't work for you, because the cookies are part of a 1,000 to 1,200 calorie diet, and everyone on 1,000 to 1,200 calorie loses weight. There are no failures at that level. Now, if you don't follow it, of course there would be a failure.
Okay.
But if you follow it, you lose weight.
Are there things inside these cookies in terms of the appetite suppressant or anything else which may suppress our appetite but may not be good for us in other ways?
Oh, no. No, absolutely. It's totally a food. This is not a drug. Now, we are now producing these cookies right here in Australia. I'm working with a team of pharmacists from Oz Health Pharma. We are producing them here, and they are available.
Okay, I've got a call from Kathy, and she has a question for the doctor. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Ben. Hi, doctor.
Hello.
Yes, well, we're always taught to eat 3 balanced meals and healthy snacks during the day, but I guess if someone's trying to lose weight, then they could try this. But I'm just wondering what sort of sweeteners you use in the biscuit. Are they natural sweeteners or artificial?
Okay.
We do not use artificial sweeteners. They are natural.
Natural sweeteners. What are they?
No, they're not very sweet. I have to tell you that. But they are sweet enough that they're satisfactory.
Okay. Thank you very much. You called, Kathy. And these are, what flavors do they come in?
Well, they come in 3 flavors. There's maple pancakes, cinnamon oatmeal, and chocolate brownie.
Chocolate brownie. Okay. And how long are you in Australia for?
Well, I've been here about 4 days, and I have about 3 more days to go.
Okay. Emma has a question for you. Hello, Emma.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I just had a quick question. If the cookie's based on a 1,000 to 1,200 calorie diet, why wouldn't we just encourage people to eat that amount of calories but have normal food, like whether it's salad or a sandwich, and
that's
maybe you could have a block of chocolate. But if you stay within the 1,000 to 1,200 calorie, you're still going to lose weight eating normal food.
You're absolutely right, and that's an excellent question. The answer is that when you eat 1,000 to 1,200 calories of normal food, you end up hungry. And what we have done is we have solved the problem of hunger by really killing the appetite with 9 cookies a day. However, you do get to eat a real dinner. So it's not only cookies, it's a real dinner.
Okay, do you know eventually where people will be able to buy it, at shopping centers or health food stores?
They can buy them right now online at cookiediet.com.au.
Okay, and in the meantime, the doctor is going to leave behind a rather large batch here for me. if you want to try these, and if you've tried everything, I want to hear the wackiest thing you've tried to lose weight. And if you give me a call, 131873, or if you really feel this is for you, give me a buzz and we will get some to you. We do have some to give away. Dr. Sanford Siegel, thank you so much for coming in. Enjoy your time in Australia.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
And the website one more time for people wanting to purchase them?
It's cookiediet.com.au.
Thank you for coming in, sir.
Thank you.